Here's your morning brief for Thursday, April 20th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Accounting giant Ernst & Young is facing slowing growth after its $600 million effort to break up its auditing and consulting businesses failed. In addition, the outlook for EY's business of charging for advice and accounting is getting weaker in the US by the month. That's according to internal call recordings reviewed by The Wall Street Journal. A spokeswoman for the company said that EY is still achieving double-digit revenue growth and strong profit margins both globally and within the US, but the slowing of that growth, expected to continue for months to come, has spurred executives to look for significant cost savings. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen plans to say today that US policies towards China will give priority to addressing national security concerns over preserving economic growth. Yellen's speech, laying out the Biden administration's China policy, will list the protection of human rights and national security, the establishment of healthy economic ties, and cooperation on major global issues as the three goals of the relationship with Beijing. Yellen is also set to criticize Chinese government subsidies to industry and say that the US will remain the world's dominant economic power. The speech comes as the Biden administration pushes to reorient the US economy away from China amid concerns about dependence on the country's materials, including minerals in EV batteries. House Republicans have unveiled a bill to raise the US debt ceiling and cut government spending. The plan would raise the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion or until March 31, 2024, whichever comes first. According to Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the proposal would set discretionary spending levels for the coming year at fiscal 2022 levels and limit spending growth to no more than 1% a year. The bill would also roll back some of President Biden's signature policy initiatives, including by ending clean energy subsidies that were included in last year's Inflation Reduction Act and stopping plans to forgive some student loans. The White House and congressional Democrats have called for a clean debt ceiling increase without conditions. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, and European shares were lower in early trading. US stock futures are also down. And AT&T, American Express, Blackstone, and Philip Morris International are among companies set to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.